friends. My name is John, and you're listening to the Tackle Your Pro podcast. It is week 18 of 2024, Sunday the 5th of May. You're very welcome, guys. Hope you had a great week. Apologies I missed last week. I was just extremely busy, but I have a good episode for you this week, so let's get into it. So decades ago, when I was working on expert systems, which were an early kind of AI, one of the main issues we faced was what we call the knowledge acquisition bottleneck. Expert systems were rules-based engines, and those rules were defined based upon input from domain experts. The challenge with getting those rules from the heads of those experts and into the software as repeatable rules was hence labeled the, quote, knowledge acquisition bottleneck. So to give a deeper definition, according to Wikipedia, quote, knowledge acquisition is the process used to define the rules and ontologies required for a knowledge-based system. The phase was first used in conjunction with expert systems to describe the initial tasks associated with developing an expert system, namely finding and interviewing the main experts and capturing their knowledge via rules, objects, and frame-based ontologies. Expert systems were one of the first successful applications of artificial intelligence technology to real-world business problems. Researchers at Stanford and other AI laboratories worked with doctors and other highly skilled experts to develop systems that could automate complex tasks such as medical diagnosis, end quote. And I will link to that article in the show notes, and the same goes for several other articles that I'm going to mention in this episode. You'll find all those in my show notes on my website, techleader.pro. So in simple terms, if you want to build an AI that could represent an expert like a doctor, you need to begin by interviewing many doctors on how they do their work and then capture them as rules in the system. This was the basic approach of an expert system back in the day. It was laborious, time-consuming, error-prone, and often the experts in question would simply refuse to cooperate. Modern AI systems are no longer knowledge-based expert systems, but instead are neural networks that aim to mimic the behavior of the brain. Such systems can learn via large quantities of clean data being loaded into their model, which is their representation of the world. So therefore, interviewing experts is no longer required, but vast quantities of data is required in order to train those AIs. In a previous episode, I shared my view that the web is already being mined for data for such models, but that may eventually be exhausted. I believe a new market will emerge that will sell access to private, offline repos of data, which will become invaluable for training AI. In my opinion, this is the new oil. According to an excellent article on the topic from 2018 entitled, "Did we just replace the knowledge acquisition bottleneck with a data bottleneck?" the author mentions that, quote, "Some studies indicate that data scientists spend almost 80% of their time on preparing data, and even after that tedious and time-consuming process is done, unexpected results are usually blamed by the data scientist on the inadequacy of the data, and another long iteration of data collection, data cleaning, transformation, massaging, etc. goes on," end quote. So put simply, if you think about AI as a child that needs to be fed, somebody has to prepare the meal. That is the job of the data scientists and the data engineers who are, you know, kept busy with this work. It's quite tedious. So you got to source the data, clean the data, load the data, and then repeat. Apart from the quality of the data being ingested, we also need to worry about the reliability of the source. Bad data passed to a model on purpose can act as a kind of supply chain attack on an AI if not detected and filtered out early enough. It's the classic garbage in, garbage out problem. In comparison, expert systems of old were easier to trust as the models were built by human hands, not by bulk training. In reality, guys, this space is not solved yet, but we are getting closer with each new generation of the technology. Just this week, in order to reinforce my point, the Financial Times sold access to their content to OpenAI to help train their ChatGPT AI. OpenAI said in a press release, quote, "Through the partnership, ChatGPT users will be able to see select attributed summaries, quotes, and rich links to FT journalism in response to relevant queries," end quote. So the Financial Times is a great example of what I'm discussing, which is a private repository of content. It's paywalled, so it's not open to everybody. You have to pay for access. Even as a reader, you have to subscribe to get access to everything. So they have a vast silo of data there for all the companies in the world. It's also a newspaper. They've got stock quotes. It's an amazing repository of data. So if you want to build an AI that knows about the economy and knows about business, training that AI on the Financial Times content is a no-brainer. And that is absolutely invaluable data for ChatGPT to get smart about finance. And by the way, as a side note, really since I read this, OpenAI has apparently removed this announcement from their website. I will link to the original article in my show notes, but it seems now that's drawing a 404, which is a bit weird. But if you search online, you will find references to other people reporting on this story. And I would expect many more such deals to happen in the future. So apart from that, what else did I do this week? I'm still working on my search indexer for grepper.org. I am seeing if I can include some basic images in the responses just to make it look a little bit more interesting to the end user, to try to embed some images from websites. I have to be very careful doing that because it's the internet, so there be dragons. So I have to be very careful selecting trusted sources for images for what I would be willing to include on my own website so that nothing bad gets injected by mistake. So I'm doing some experimenting with that at the moment, and so far so good. But yeah, I'll have to be very careful and maybe roll it out in a limited way over the next while and do some more testing. In general, the index is up to about 4.3 million entries now, which is pretty good. The new indexer is working a treat. In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I'm back playing Escape from Tarkov. They've done a recent release where they introduced what they call a PvE mode, which is player versus environment. So what that basically means is you're only going up against AI, as opposed to PvP, which is people versus people. I'm not a very experienced Tarkov player. I'm very casual. So I'm actually enjoying the PvE. It suits my mode of playing, which is basically pretty random and pretty intermittent, to be honest. So yeah, I think it's been fun. I've got back on that now in a big way. Spent several hours on it this week, so having a good time with Tarkov. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I will aim to get another episode out next Sunday and try to keep the cadence going of an episode every Sunday. So let's see how that goes. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have a great week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.